Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We continue here live at the Log House Restaurant on New Hartford Road in Barkhamsted as part of Darting Across Connecticut. Had a wonderful morning. It's beautiful outside. If you want to take a beautiful drive, there's no nicer drive maybe in the state. There's some up there in like New Preston and right around Litchfield that are really pretty too. But I come from Windsor this morning, and I've done this drive before, you know, past the dam, and it's just really pretty up here. Your cell service is spotty, but you should come in here. Great people. I might have my breakfast show up at any moment. One of my favorite things to do with this entire endeavor that Joey and I and the crew are all on is going to each town and learning about the history of the town. And I'm always amazed at the people who dedicate their recreational lives to preserving and promoting the history of these great places. And there's always seems to be always a town historian or an historical society. Paul Hart serves in that role for Barkhamsted, and he joins us now here sitting at the table. If my food comes over, I hope that you don't are offended.
Not a problem.
Okay. You can feel free to order up anything you want. But first of all, what's this pig roast people keep telling me about this morning? What's going on?
It's an annual event. It started out as a fundraiser, but we don't really make that much money from it. But it's a way we can draw people down to the Squire's Tavern, which is the headquarters of the Barkhamsted Historical Society, in People's Forest. And people enjoy it. We have a live band playing. The food is good. So even if we don't make that much money or hardly any money.
When is it?
It's tomorrow.
It's going to be great weather,
Saturday
too.
Saturday from 5 to 7, and tickets are $25.
And so, and obviously, who's doing the, because you got to put the pig on the spit at like 8 a.m., right? I mean, you got to do it early.
We used to do a full pig roast. It became too expensive, and we just couldn't. The ticket prices were too high. We had to go to pulled pork.
Okay, we'll take
Technically, it's a pig so, barbecue, we call it now.
That's so great. Yep, there's my food. Thank you. And I'll get to that in a minute. You know, I was pretty fascinated reading about the town that, you know, when it comes to, like, incorporating towns, you know, this Wethersfield, Windsor thing, it was 1633. But this place didn't get incorporated until, like, the late
1700s. 1779. It was this town, Barkhamsted, and neighboring town of Colebrook were the last two towns to be incorporated. It was done on the same day in October 1779. And they were the last two towns to be incorporated, not counting towns that were hived off from existing towns.
So what happened out here? I read that, you know, early in the colonial days, the crown, I guess, was worried about losing these lands, so they sort of they were annexed by Windsor and Hartford.
Right. There was politics going on in England. There was a new king. They wanted to create the Dominion of New England, so they sent over a new governor for the Dominion of New England. And the Connecticut government was concerned about unassigned lands.
Who's going to take it? Massachusetts or the Native Americans or
the
French?
The new governor that was coming from England would probably make the decisions on who got that land.
Right.
So they wanted to assign it to someone. So basically northern Litchfield County was half to Windsor, the town of Windsor, and half to the town of Hartford. And then after a couple of years, that whole thing blew over. And in the 1720s, people started settling around here, so they had to figure out who really owned this land.
Right.
So the Connecticut government told Windsor and Hartford that, hey, we weren't serious about that. We're taking the land back. Windsor and Hartford, of course, objected to that, so there was a compromise. They gave half of the land, a portion to Windsor and a portion to Hartford, and the rest went back to the colony.
Yeah, and the people who lived here got a nice little, I mean, if you pay taxes here, you could get a crack at some of that land, and that was a nice
right.
gig.
This is a Windsor town, so if you were a Windsor taxpayer, and I think it was...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1720, there were 108 Windsor taxpayers that were assigned to Barkhamsted, so you got land in Barkhamsted based on how much tax you paid.
It's just, I just love reading about this stuff. We're talking with Paul Hart, the town historian here in Barkhamsted. But, you know, before they incorporated in 1779, obviously we just talked about, there were people here. Who came here and why did they come here?
Well, this was one of the last towns to be settled because the farmland was poor here.
Rocky or?
Mountainous, rocky, and we weren't on a major river or the seacoast, and so we were kind of bypassed. So before the Revolutionary War, there were very few people here. After the Revolutionary War, a lot of land in the rest of Connecticut was already taken, so people were starting to pour into Barkhamsted.
Now, it's the Saville Dam?
Saville Dam.
And it's beautiful. I mean, but that's not an old... That must have been done, like, I don't know, the WPA-type time, right? I mean,
right. It was done during the Depression. The dam was built in the 1930s. They started buying up all the land in the late 20s.
The federal government.
No, the MDC was created. The Metropolitan District Commission is the water company servicing the greater Hartford area. And they needed more water. And they started buying land in Barkhamsted and Heartland in the 1920s.
So, tell the story about, like, why did they decide here, to why dam it here, and, you know, just give us a little bit of the history.
Well, they had already built the Neepog Reservoir, which is a tributary of the Farmington River, but it wasn't enough water. And in conjunction with the Neepog Reservoir, they built a small reservoir in New Hartford and that came into Barkhamsted to help adjust the flow of the river to take into account the water taken out in the Neepog Reservoir. So they already had this small reservoir, which is now Lake McDonough. So they were in this area already. That was 1918 that they built that. So they knew pretty much that they needed more water and they were going to build further up from Lake McDonough. And that's where they built the Saville Dam and the Barkhamsted Reservoir. And that was finished about 1940.
We're talking with Paul Hart, the town historian here on Bryan & Company's. We're darting across Connecticut and Barkhamsted. What sort of cool anecdotes or mythology about this area or people? Like, what? Give us a little nugget.
Well, the Saville Dam is a beautiful area, and the gatehouse that controls the flow at the Saville Dam was designed from a 1300s church in England was the inspiration. We have drawings of that church. So it's a not an exact replica of it, but it's pretty close. So I think it's pretty cool that gatehouse on Seville Dam, it's an icon of the town now.
Well, it attracts tourists.
Oh, yeah. Well, because that's such a beautiful spot. Walking across that Seville Dam, there's the lower reservoir downstream and the big Barkhamsted Reservoir upstream, and it's just a beautiful spot.
I just wish the wall was positioned in a way that you could drive by and see more.
Yes.
Like when you're driving, I'm not in a big SUV or a truck up high.
Right.
You can't. I want to see more of it, you know, and you can't because the wall.
You have to park your car, get out, walk across that dam. It's beautiful. The Historical Society put an interpretive history sign on the east side of the dam, and it'll give you some photos and some information on the area before the dam was built.
Listen, we got to go. Paul Hart from the town historian. If people want to go to the pig roast, where can they get info?
Well, it starts at 5 o'clock. We may have tickets available.
Where is it?
It's at Squire's Tavern, 100 East River Road in Barkhamsted.
Awesome.
Can't guarantee you there will be tickets at the door, but
you'll find a way to take someone's money and
feed them some pork.
Paul, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.